lightning in the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. As many of you may know, this is a challenging time for light workers on Earth with so many loud voices talking. Much of the information that's coming down from the universe is very polarized in nature, with much about political dissent and social unrest. Know that we can rely on the information and the light workers to keep the spiritual focus with a spiritual work that has been given to you, and now you are giving to the people around you as you follow your destiny.
And your personal balance in your thoughts and emotions so that you can continue
with your spiritual work as designated and assigned to you. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out is about giving you the strength and support to do that. We are here to provide information, to help you with your concerns, to answer questions, and to be there for you. The Let's Find Out staff and people who share with us on the show are interested in maintaining balance, caring, thoughtfulness, and healing as we proceed through these very difficult 10 years coming in the next decade. If you think that the changes around you have been exceptional and the energies have been unusual, brace yourselves. We're coming into a new decade, and this is only the beginning of a rough 10-year period with a shift, an upshift of very dramatic and powerful and life-changing energies. This energetic force is about destruction before reconstruction, as we reach deep into our souls and find out and establish a new way of living, a change in the way of living for the better of all humans and animals and plant life on this planet. We are fighting to preserve the earth, to make changes that are positive, and to live with the balance of love, peace, and harmony. Trust that. Know that. It is deeply appreciated that you are taking the time to listen to Let's Find Out. It is also appreciated that you are taking the time to hear any of the programs on BBS Radio. We are expanding, we've come a long way, and we have overcome the impossible by saying, so what? We have to forge ahead. And now, let's get on with tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and her teachings about the new spiritual chakras.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce. How are you? Actually, we are on the last Sunday in January, heading towards February, which always has represented to me the month of love. And it's also the beginning of the Chinese New Year. And the Chinese New Year this year celebrates the life of the pig, the year of the pig. Tonight, my guest is Frank St. James, and we are here for you. We are here to answer your questions. And if you would like to call in and ask a question, the number is 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. Well, good evening, Frank. Have you fallen in love yet?
I've been in love for a long time.
There you go. I know. I'm in love with love. How about you?
I've always been a romantic person. Instead of getting angry sometimes when I was younger, I wish I would have kept my mouth shut.
And, don't we all?
and just learned. But, you know, I look back, I've been very lucky, and recently, a lot of my readings with people, they're starting to really turn some of them. They had some hard times with it, but there's something in the air now that's really
it's going to be a
penetrating
powerful one.
It.
I think there is a very penetrating something in the air, and I think that it's going to lead all of us to maybe have something called passion, which not too many people talk about, and I mean in the good way. We have a lot of callers coming in, Frank, wanting to ask us questions about the heart. And the first person we have is, I think, our friend Claire from New Jersey. Her birthday is May 4th. Claire, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, guys.
Well, there she is.
Good evening.
Good evening, Claire. Good evening. What's your question for Frank tonight?
I'd like to know how we see things going with me and my boyfriend. It's not going so good, or if there's new love coming in for me, or are we going to work this out finally?
Claire, I really feel that things are changing around for you. Give it a couple weeks. But as far as you're concerned, you're going to be turning around as far as positive things happening to you. And now I know recently we talked about that. But this is a better year. But I'll tell you something. You're going to have two men looking at you this year. And so if you're not satisfied, then move on. If that person is not listening to you, you have a good chance for really hitting it this year as far as love goes.
I'm going to chime in a little bit, Claire. I think this man has been dishonest to you for the beginning. You really have to ask yourself, A, why you're hanging on, and B, why you're putting up with it. This man has not been honest with you, whether you like it or not. Sorry. And you do have something wonderful coming in. I'm going to tell you May, June. Frank, what do you feel about that time period?
Yeah, I feel like it's the second person coming in, but I do feel somebody before the end of February. And you're right. She's been going through with this person. He can't make up his mind what he wants.
Enough is enough. Well, that's because he has too many choices, Claire, and you're not the only one. So it's time to walk. You know the rule. When two people love each other, there is no one else. There's only each other. Please remember that.
What are you saying? He wasn't. Well, you think he has somebody else? You mean, or what? What did you say?
Just
I
listen.
Couldn't hear the first.
You're
part.
Not the only one. You're not the only one. Just listen and do what your heart tells you to do. And it isn't to hang on. Not when there's such a deep ache. Walk away. Give it some air and see what happens. Start telling him no. See how he likes it.
Yeah, I've thought about doing that. But one quick question. There is somebody I reconnected with on Facebook from high school that I really like. I don't think he's married, but he lives in Maine. Any chance there? Seriously,
Go
I really
ahead,
like
Frank.
This guy.
Go ahead, Frank.
Well, at least he's high up there. But, The best advice I could give to you is really listen to somebody. And I'll give you 50-50 on this person.
I'm going to tell you something, Claire. You got to stop worrying about not having anybody and being too old or whatever you're worried about, and let go of this deadbeat that you've been hanging around for 3 years. That you have to do first before number two can come in. I feel okay about the high school guy, but there is somebody else that's coming in. Walk away from this turkey.
Okay. I will. All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Well, Frank, you know what I think? I think that when people continually hurt us and we go back for more, that we're not, that's not love, I don't think. Do you? I think that is fear. More than love. What do you think, Frank?
Well, it is fear, and it's a fear of, even though it's bad, it's the only thing that's going on with them.
I'd rather have the worst, the devil I know is better than the devil I don't know, or whatever. We have somebody else hanging on. We have Debbie from Connecticut, and Debbie's birthday is August 16th. Hello, Debbie. Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Yeah.
Oh, we're great.
So my question is, I'm going to turn 60 in August, and I'm thinking of planning a trip to Italy the first 2 weeks in September.
Woo-hoo.
And I want to know, will I be able to go? Because I have a lot of responsibilities at home. I have a mom that's elderly and needs me. And what do you think?
I see you going. I see you definitely going. And
is that a good time to go?
That is a good time to go.
Yeah, it's a good end. And it's one of these 30-year reviewing of your life. And it's called a Saturn return. And you're young. You're beautiful. And you should feel that way all the time, because you're got a lot of opportunity this year, especially, you know, and you should be on the move as much as you can. I know you got the responsibilities, but
you know what? It's all going to ease away, Debbie. What I'd like you to do is to start visualizing the trip. Get rid of the guilt of going and leaving people behind, and know that you were given this trip as a reward. You're given this trip because of your dedication to life and how you lead it. It's going to be fabulous. You're going to love it, and it will be a wonderful memory later. You deserve it, Debbie. So enjoy it, and just know that everything will fall into place.
Well, that sounds great. I hope you're right, and I'm beginning to feel
Don't
like that.
Don't hope I'm right, Debbie. I am right.
You're in a real good position.
All you have to do is start to believe it and give it to yourself with your mind, and you'll be fine.
Well, that's key. That's key. Believe in yourself. Stop letting people, they're putting on you. You're taking a lot more responsibility than other people in your family. But you do take responsibility, so I wouldn't feel bad. You do the best you can, but take the trip.
Yep.
Okay.
Enjoy it. We want a postcard. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Will do. Thank
and
you.
Now, we have Sharon from Florida. My goodness, we're all over the map today. We've got New Jersey, Connecticut, Florida. Sharon's from Florida. She's born on November 25th, Frank. Sharon, that's a wonderful day to be born. What a heart day that is. What's your question?
I love hearing that. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Oh,
hi,
it
Frank.
It is a heart day.
All right.
I am on a dating website, and I can't seem to open my heart because I'm stuck with this very powerful man that I can never have in my life. And I can't get past him. And
is he
I
married,
think
I'm Sharon?
I'm not hitting it right on the web on the dating website.
Sharon, is he married?
Am I gonna? Yes.
Okay, then you have to stop now. You can never, ever, ever take your energy and interfere with that. The man's been with you a while. He's lied to you. You're not the only one. You're not the first. You're not the last. Enough is enough. He's not powerful. He's powerful in your mind, but he's not powerful because he's not really for you. He's throwing you off balance as he allows himself to be off balance. So
he's
do
saying
the
right
thing.
You know what? He's saying the right words all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he's in a comfortable position. So
very.
You know, over the last few years, especially when the cell phones have been getting really, really more sophisticated,
mm-hmm.
and these people are getting more sophisticated, and they're almost giving you a dialogue. They make you feel so good, you're special, you're this and that, and blah, blah, blah. But coming from a man, I'll tell you, you know, this is just giving you false hope. It's hanging you on to somebody that's never going to come across. You
and
might as well
bad
be...
karma. Bad karma,
yeah.
Sharon.
Yeah.
Bad
you,
karma. How about my website?
Deserve
Am I going
more.
To meet anyone?
No, we don't do websites. I don't think that you meet people on the website. I'm sorry, whether the gang likes it or not, I will say you meet people through living the course of your life. If you take time to meditate, Sharon, and tell spirit that you are ready for a partner, that you want a kind, loving, balancing partner that brings you three things, love, trust, and harmony, you will meet somebody. I'm going to tell you, I feel that she's going to be meeting somebody in the next 3 months, Frank, but you got to stop this other stuff. You have to stop it now or you are blocking your good. The new one cannot come in as long as you're fooling around with the other one. I mean it, Sharon.
Okay. That, you know what, Sharon? You're in such a good position this year. You're in the eighth year of a nine-year cycle. It's called numerology. It's earth energy. It'll help you to work through practical. At some point, you'll just stop. And say, well,
I wish I could.
You can, well, and it's abusive. Yeah. It's abusive for you not to, abusive to you and abusive to those you love and your family and him.
Yeah.
So ask yourself why.
It's a perfect word,
ask
abusive.
Ask yourself why.
Mm-hmm.
Is it what? I'm sorry, Sharon.
No, it was the perfect word, abusive.
Yep, you're allowing it. Must be have something to do with, and you might need some spiritual counseling. You might need some energy work. I suggest that you get it because this has to end. It's destroying you. And the next thing that happens when we don't get our own way, we get into something like this is karma. And that could be anything from a disease to a disaster. So please have the strength to walk away. You might cry for, you know, a few days, but you can't lose something that you don't have, right, Frank?
And that's right. And you're never going to have them. It is, you know, believe me, never. I've been doing this for 50 years. And I'll tell you, psychically and practically and to see what's going on, especially the way some people are just manipulating. They might be manipulating three or four people at once, but they're telling you what you want to hear, and they're pulling your heartstrings, and it's not fair. It's not fair to you. And you can, once you stop, you'll find out by springtime that you've made the right decision because
I really feel that the
right person will come in. Without you thinking about it or trying to press going on the dating services.
You know what's going to surprise you, Sharon? When you tell him no, and you tell him that you respect yourself and you respect his family and enough not to continue a relationship, the power that you will feel from that decision and action will overwhelm you. And that's when you begin to find love. Love for yourself first, right, Frank?
Right. And love yourself, you know, your pride and dignity. Don't let it slip. Don't let it slip. You're a beautiful person.
Thank you,
I know you want to show that, but it's very difficult sometimes when somebody really comes across like that. So you're not giving yourself time to think.
And Sharon, I have a message to you from your blessed higher self, if you'd like to hear it.
I would.
Why are you so desperate to have a partner? I am your partner. Come to me. Do your meditations and I will give you the path. Let go of all falsehoods and imaginings and come to me and I will give you your heart.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Take the time. And we're not far away. You can always talk to us offline. But thank you so much for calling. Let's find out. And I hope
Frank and I were
very helpful. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
My goodness, Frank, when we talk about love and Valentine's Day and all the beautiful things that are coming in February, we got a lineup here. Everybody wants in on it, and that's good. Elaine from New Jersey. Hello, Elaine. March 20th, Frank. Are you there, Elaine?
Yes. My question is very different. I have neighbors who are constantly vandalizing my property, and I'd like to know if you can give me some insight. Why are they doing this? What are they getting out of it?
Frank?
Is this a neighbor?
Yes.
You know what? Unfortunately, this happens a lot, and they just feel that you're vulnerable. My only suggestion with you is that you set up some kind of a system, and they're not that expensive, so you can catch them on the camera.
Security cameras.
Yeah.
Because
that's the only way you're going to do it, because a lot of time the police will just wave it off.
They haven't done anything.
Yeah.
They haven't done anything at all. They
you have
like
to
flowers.
Catch them in the act, Elaine.
I know. It's so difficult. At one time, I called them. I had proof that they were dumping leaves in my yard. The cops came. They tell them, don't do it. They don't do anything, the cops. They're not helpful. So
But you know what else it could mean, Elaine? With that March 20th birthday, Frank, she's an Aries just at the end of Pisces. It means that maybe you're supposed to think about moving, relocating. Because when it gets unbearable around where you're living,
but that's
that
what they want. I don't
want
to give it the
oh,
the,
don't be silly, Elaine. Don't get yourself in any ego battle with people that are that low. You don't get yourself into an ego battle. You go into meditation, and you will get directed.
The only thing I could tell you, and I used to be a private detective a few years ago. But the only way they solve these things is to set up some kind of a security and get them on camera doing things. That's the only way you're going to get any kind of satisfaction.
Okay, security cameras.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I had a friend in Washington, D.C. that did that, and she was away, and they started breaking into her place, or there was some kind of ruckus, and she had the security cameras, and they caught them. They found out. So that's the only thing. And I know it costs money, but it's certainly cheaper than moving. And maybe you can prove that they are also doing it to others, because if they're doing it to you, they're doing it to others. So it would help everybody if you did that, Elaine.
Okay.
Okay.
Because, I mean, this is, it's been going on for years, and I think we're going to have to get the cameras for our
safety. Of course you are. And I'm going to tell you something else. You'll have this worked out by the end of March. March will be the month that you catch them. Frank, I really feel that strong. How about you?
Oh, I hope so. I pray to God. I hope and pray to
God. Oh, this is the perfect time when you're in, when the month's in Aquarius. This is the perfect time to do that. Believe me.
Cameras. Okay, yeah. Thank you so much.
And that's when you have the strength.
Okay,
good luck,
thank
Elaine.
You.
Keep in touch.
Because I can't maintain my property. She steals my flowers. She puts Roundup. And how do they know when we're not home? How does she know? I can't understand.
Oh, you only have to spray Roundup on your side, and the air will bring it over. But that's another issue. It's very hard. I had my whole garden die 1 year because somebody else used Roundup 3 houses away. So just do what you need to do, and you probably should have done it before now, and you know you should have, and you didn't, and we all do that. We all do that, Elaine. But now, stand up
for
yourself.
The only way is to put the cameras, and it'll solve the problem.
Yeah.
Yep.
Believe me, I had a client 6 months ago, and she's been going through that for years, and she got one of those systems where they watch. And they caught him on camera.
What system is that? What do you mean? What system is
that? Well, security system. They got a lot of those. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they caught him within 2 weeks.
And they do it all over. And you know, even here in Pennsylvania, that's where I live, they had security cameras with people taking the gifts off of the front stoop at Christmas. And a lot of people were caught. So I think that's going to be our new norm. Don't you, Frank? We're going to have security cameras.
Well, you're going to have to. They come right on the porch, steal your packages. These people were going in the garage. They were going in. Even got in the cellar once, which is pretty scary.
That is scary.
So we got a hold of a security agency, and they set up the whole system where they could watch it, and it wasn't that expensive, and they caught him. But
that's worth it. That's always worth it.
It certainly is, because it's costing us a lot of money. We can't plant grass. It doesn't even last for 3 days.
Okay, but you know what's going on. You're whining. No whining, Elaine. Take control. And I say that with a great deal of love. Take control.
Take control. Get the can.
Take control.
Okay.
Yep.
Right.
Get the proof.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. My goodness, Frank, that was something. And it's really incredible how more and more of that is happening nowadays. I don't know why people are getting away with it. And it's awfully hard now with the atmosphere that we're in for the authorities to follow up with the crimes. It's hard.
Well, I think some people have too much time on their hands.
Yeah, but you're the detective and you know how hard it is to prove a case, right, Frank?
Wow. If we had this years ago, I could have made a lot of money.
There you go. We have Rebecca from California. Rebecca's October 10th. Hello, Rebecca. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you for your patience and thank you for calling. Let's find out. What can Frank and I do for you tonight?
Well, I have not worked for a couple of months. And I've been using my credit cards, and bills have been piling up, and I just feel really insecure about finances, and I'm wondering what you see.
Well, you got a good change. You got a good change around the second week of this month coming up, and I believe that a couple of that you tried out what you do. What do you do, actually? I mean,
I was working in a nursery, meaning for plants.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got something north of you coming in. So I don't know if the traveling would be a hindrance for you, but there is a there will be a job coming through, and you know, this two out of three that you might have applied with, they might be, you know, you're just going to have to worry about or think about how much you got to travel. That's about what I'm feeling. You know, what about
I'm feeling the new moon in Aquarius will be very faithful to you since you're Libra. And I think that the important start is going to be around February 4th. You get a good sense of that, Frank?
No, I really have good feelings around her as far as the job-wise coming through. But it's things that I believe that you already applied for or, you know, inquired about.
Out of the past, something out of the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a possibility to do a whole career change to become like an executive.
That's what I was going to say. Do a career change. This isn't working for you. It's closed down. And many, you know, we've just had that full moon at 28 degrees Cancer in December. Now, January, February, March, they're all at 0 degrees. And that's all new beginnings. You're going to leave the past behind. You're going to leave what hasn't worked for you behind and walk into something new. I do see that management job coming. I see it around February 4th. Mm-hmm. And you will be thrilled because your income will change. It will go up, 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 up.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Okay, Frank, we've got Barbara from Canada. Oh, how lovely. Date of birth is January 15th, so she's just had a birthday. Hello, Barbara. Yep. Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Elizabeth. I had spoken to you about a year ago and had asked if I should move because I've been thinking about it, and you said not yet. And I've come to that thought again. And the thing is, I don't know where I want to move. I think I just want to change.
Until you do know, you're not going to be able to. You need to focus. What do you think, Frank? I'm feeling her move.
I know that sounds silly, but
May. Something about May. What do you feel, Frank?
Well, you can't put the cart before the horse. And I've always told people, find your area that you'll find what you need. But you're in such a good position this year to do it now. You're in the eighth year. This is a good money
year.
Putting money together, getting something that is going to be comfortable for you. And all you got to do now is find the area.
Mm. Yeah.
Even if you go visit them and stay a few days. But Barbara, you have to remember that your mind is going to go there and then you'll bring the rest of you there. And I have a friend who is thinking about leaving where she's living, and she's going up to where the property is, and she's looking around and talking to realtors, and she will manifest it. That's what we have to do. We just can't sit there in fear and say, I know I have to move, but I don't know where. You need to meditate on it. You will get messages, all kinds of messages. You can have a friend say, oh, I just moved here. You ought to come visit. When you meditate, when you put in the time inside, look at the fear and let it go. Right, Frank? Look at the fear and let it go, and then the direction will come.
Not only that, you can go on the computer right now, and if you're looking at a certain area, you can they'll show you houses in your price range.
And you can walk through them.
Yeah, you can walk through the whole house. You can look at the property. You can look at the town and get a really good feeling. I mean, we don't have to really kill ourselves going all over the globe.
Yeah.
And Barbara, here's something, Barbara. I want you to take a deep breath. Now close your eyes and tell me where you see yourself in a year. Let your body tell you. Close your eyes and where do you see yourself in a year?
I don't know.
There isn't any I don't know. You're not concentrating, you're not relaxing. Whereabouts in Canada do you live now?
Well, I don't live in Canada, I live in Doylestown.
You live in Doylestown. Okay, he said Canada. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so you live in Doylestown. Why don't you come Friday night to my lecture and get some good energy? My lecture is this Friday night. Frank could be there. And we are going to do meditation, which could break through this barrier that you have. And you might get a good direction at that time. We're at the James Laura House.
Yeah. And it's not that hard. It's not that hard. Once you start to do meditations, you'll feel better. You'll get rid of anxieties, stress. It'll help you to focus. It's extremely good. And I've always had good feedback from people. And I had to do it myself. I learned it. And this is going to help you immensely to clear your mind. And you can focus. You'll get some visions, believe me.
Now, you see, I hear you. You're in Doylestown, and you're groaning about going out and doing work on yourself. So God bless you.
Well, I'm not groaning about that. No, I'm not. I want to do work on myself. I just, like I said before, I've been thinking about it for a while, and
good. Yeah, let's see what manifests. We're both here to help you.
Okay, this is your opportunity this year. And as soon as you get started, the better you're going to feel, believe me. And you might even make a decision by June.
I think even before that, I think you got a big surprise coming in May, Barbara.
May or June, whatever.
Okay. Hope to see you soon.
Maybe I'll see you on Friday.
Okay. We're there.
Okay. All right.
And we have, Frank, we've got a very special caller now. Her name is Ala from California, and she's asking about her daughter. I know you need both birthdays, but Ala, are you there?
Yes, I am, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm very good. Why don't you ask Frank and give him the birthday information, please?
Okay. My daughter's name is Lisa, and her birthday is April 18th. 1980.
And when is yours, Ala?
Mine is May 11, 55.
Okay. What you got, Frank?
And what is it that you're asking about her?
Well, I'm asking about what's in her future, what's her
You can't do that, Ala. I'm sorry. You can't do that. No, ma'am, it's out of order. We don't answer questions about daughters unless they call
somebody
themselves,
else.
Unless she's ill yeah. or something else. We're not going to give you a reading on her for you. That's not done. It's out of order.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then
do you have another question?
Well, what about me? What do you see, Frank, for me? For this year,
but you have to have a focused question about
well,
what.
Let me say this: that as you were talking, I had a good feeling.
Good.
This is you're at the end of a cycle, and going into the beginning of it. Halfway through next year, but you will get rid of a lot of negativity that you've been carrying, and as you get rid of the things that aren't working for you, you'll find yourself doing better helping your daughter this year. I mean, this is a perfect time to really put things together as best you can, but and as Elizabeth's been saying, doing some meditation and calming yourself down, thinking about what you don't have to do anymore and that aggravates you, and move on. And you'll find yourself being able to help more so with your daughter.
Oh, my God, this is perfect answer.
Thank
you
so
much, friend.
And we can help you in many, many ways. We have Ardas, we have the chakra meditation, and Frank and I are joining to really help people learn to go within and to work on their imagined needs for opioids and painkillers, because the pain is from within. You know, Frank, what I said was we don't need a wall in Mexico. What we need is for people to go within, because they want to get rid of their pain, and they'll do anything to get rid of their pain. They'll sniff glue or they'll eat nutmeg, whatever they can do, whether we have a wall or not. What we need is a spiritual unification of everybody to learn how to talk to yourself, to go within, to be with your blessed higher self, and also to listen to others of like minds as we can give them help and they can help themselves. Right, Frank?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And if we didn't have all these distractions going back years and years ago, when families didn't have all these, they held together.
They did. They had a Sunday dinner. Thank you for calling, Alla. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you. Bye, Frank. Thank you.
And
bye-bye.
We have one more, and then we're going to have to go to break. We have Andrea from Massachusetts, and her birthday is July 8th. Good evening, Andrea. Thank you for calling. Let's
Good
find
evening,
out.
Elizabeth. Enjoying the show.
Oh, I hope so. I think I've been a little hard tonight. I haven't meant to be. What can we do for you, Andrea?
I'm really enjoying it. I'm very well. I wanted to say hello to you, and I'm enjoying the show, and I wanted to call in and wish you both a happy new year and ask if you see any exciting things happening for cancers this year.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, you know, you hit the right people because we're both water signs. So there's a kind of a really good vibe with that, you know, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is that? Are you looking at? I feel you got some kind of a vision that you've been kind of hoping.
I like to focus on my acting career and take it to the next level, because I live in a secondary market here in Boston, and I always toy with the idea of moving back to New York or Los Angeles to pursue a second act, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, I used to perform. I was a singer in Boston for 18 years. I lived up there.
Wow.
And so I worked at all the different hotels and everything. I had a band, I did a single, and it was I felt it was a great place to connect with things. I mean, sometimes you could be a big fish in a little pond,
But Andrea, why are you turning down? You turned down something. And you always need to at least go on the set and meet the people if you possibly can, because you never know where that's going to lead. And there is something right. coming. It might be a secondary part in a Hallmark movie or something, but there's something in your area coming, and that will lead to something else because important people will be there. So don't get discouraged and don't turn down.
I feel that within the next 4 months you'll be doing parts in different detective series on TV. So
I think she's going to go to New York, Andrea. I see two opportunities. One of them might be Blue Bloods. So I think New York, something with New York. Good luck to you, and please keep us posted.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Frank, can you please give out your phone number so that people know how to reach you?
Yes, it's 862-684-1904.
Now, Frank has a page up on my website, new-visions.com, and you can sign up for a reading with him at the website. And we're going to have to go to break and right into our meditation. But Frank, is there anything else that you'd like to give to the audience about coming into February?
I really like February. And you're going to find that people that have been yelling and screaming or nobody's paying attention. People want to, people like a sense of humor that's not connected with certain things. And I also feel people calming down. I like the love feeling. I really do. Yeah. I really good. Do coming in. So it's going to be a good Valentine's.
I think it is going to be a good Valentine's Day. There's a lot of love around. I think we're also going to learn that we have to work on ourselves, that other people can't do it. Yes, we may need people to talk to and we may need a little counseling, but if we go within, if you do your meditations, if you start even your own practice, I think not only will you find the peace, but you'll also find self-direction. Frank, talk a little bit about self-direction.
I'm always adjusting myself because you got to adjust yourself during the times. I do the meditation. I look for, you know, realistic avenues to pursue. And I think that this is, you know, this last few months, you know, with those particular moon changes and eclipses have really pushed people to start thinking more in a direction of what they really want. And this is something that I'm always looking at, you know. So I might look back a little bit and say, well, I coulda, shoulda, woulda, but I did whatever I did at the time. Now I feel that the energy is starting to work for a lot of people, not just myself. But the way it's,
I did a lecture 2 weeks ago on Let's Find Out called The New Normal. And you people might want to listen to it. You can get it from the archives. And I'm going to be doing another lecture this next weekend for Let's Find Out. So why don't you listen to how you can reach down deep inside and find your truth, and then follow through with it without fear. And Frank, it's so hard to eliminate fear. You know, you and your beautiful wife have been through a tremendous change, and it was not easy for you. But look at where you are now. You got the new car. You got the new apartment. You're doing great.
And I'm right by the ocean. It's kind of a circle because I do come from Long Island, and I do come from Amity Harbor, Amityville, and the bay was always a fascination and and inspiring. And now I'm by the ocean, and it's great. It's great. I can't think of anything that other than just pursuing certain goals that I have, and that's it. I mean,
and we have a new energy in 2019 because between 2012 and 2019, we've been realigning ourselves and having losses and having changes. Now we've got our power and we've got a great new energy, which is the new normal. Plus, there's so much love energy in February. So stay in touch and maybe we can help you with some pointers on how to open up yourself so that you can talk to yourself and begin living your truth, begin living your life without fear. That's the most important thing, right, Frank?
Right, right. And it's in February and March seem to be the 2 months where these changes come in, especially February, and things are changing around. Think, you know, go into yourself, like Elizabeth was saying. We go into ourselves. And we get comfortable with ourselves, you can do anything from there.
You know, I talk about Ardus all the time, the music that I play that helps so many people in the world get calm. It's an old mantra. It's the oldest mantra known. It goes back to the time of Abraham. It's certainly non-denominational. It means prayer beyond prayer. And if you need me to send it to you, all you have to do is send me an email. We'd love to do it. And Frank, one more time with your phone number, please.
It's 862-684-1904.
And I'll give you my 24-hour answering service. It's 201-934-8986. Now we're going to go into commercials and then into the meditation. The meditation tonight is the fifth dimension integration. So thank you for listening. To Let's Find Out.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Stargazing with Elizabeth Joyce, week of January 27th through February 3rd, 2019. The week starts under a private Scorpio moon, which is great for anything that requires deep research and intense focus. This is also a time when your information can be transmitted intuitively and others can receive your thoughts. New beginnings are afoot as we enjoy an exciting sextile, a difficult square, and a change of signs, making this a very energetic, busy, and exciting week. Have a dinner conversation on Tuesday with somebody who appreciates big, innovative ideas, as this evening is charged with enthusiasm. Focus on the truth and thoughts that can actually turn into reality. On Thursday morning, Saturn and Neptune sextile each other. That means that you can combine your higher intuitive vision with down-to-earth reality. Put constructive efforts into manifesting your dreams. You can now unite the material world with your spiritual world. This is a special, unique energy and was here in 1996. It's a play in three acts and returns three times in 2019. February 1st brings a square and a power struggle that's a bit of a hothead. There will be confrontations and problematic upsets. Take a deep breath, stay calm, and refuse to exert any type of revenge. Allow the law of karma to bring the revenge to the perpetrator of your misery. Remember, the law of karma is exact and can always do a better job than you could even think of. Stay focused and on track with your life desires. If you don't win this time, this energy will return in November when the energy will be here for the second round. The first time this energy returns is the strongest, as well as the most creative, making it a great weekend for networking and meeting new people. The Super Bowl 53 on Sunday, February 3rd, holds a Capricorn energy, meaning that focus and hard work will choose the winner. When you put in the time, practice, and conquered all odds, you are displaying the virtues of Capricorn. This gives the Rams a good shot at becoming the Super Bowl champs. As we look at the energies of February, Venus is moving through the sign of the goat, reminding us that it's time to get down to brass tacks with your housing, your relationships, and your finances, as well as anything else that comes up. Achievements through structure, planning, hard work, and discipline is Capricorn's key to success. Venus may not seem as beautiful and airy in Capricorn, but she brings tenacity, dedication, passion, and commitment. This is the same focus that the Capricorn goat needs to get to the top of the mountain. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the fall months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. We are continuing with our lecture series through 2019. On the night of Friday, January 4th, we will have our second lecture and continue in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, with the lecture series the first Friday of the month, every month, until June of 2018. Elizabeth Joyce is presenting a new lecture series for your personal spiritual transformation, The Power of the Inner Soul, Becoming Masters of the Planet. Elizabeth offers an internal blueprint for accessing the energies of ascension to ensure that you are ahead of the curve. Her spiritual, intuitive, and downloaded messages give an authoritative snapshot of the ongoing inner struggles that we all endure to understand the events that are happening to us, our community, our nation, and the world at large. Each meeting will involve a talk, a meditation, and instructions on how to stay attuned and connected to spirit. By keeping a critical eye on your balance, connection, and awareness, you will be able to go through the coming times in the safe, supportive, and loving atmosphere that you will create for yourself. Come join us as we work on our multidimensional transformation. This is held at the James Laura House, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 18901. Donations are requested to help with the expenses. Please RSVP if you know that you're definitely coming, but walk-ins are always welcome. Please come join us and bring a friend. Together we will work on improving the planet, improving our health, and improving our thought processing so that we can be in a place of love and comfort. So hopefully I'll see you there and we can begin the work together. We will try to record some of these sessions so that you may download them on the website to get the information. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Never go. special to me in my life. Since the first day that I met you, how could I ever forget you once you had touched my soul?
The fifth dimension meditation, the inner connection to your spiritual chakras. Sit in a chair with both feet flat on the floor. Close your eyes and visualize yourself standing amidst the most beautiful rainbow energy. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Visualize yourself standing in the most beautiful amber gold mist. It's important to feel very comfortable within this golden energy that takes on the shape of your energetic field, beginning to rise up and connect you to your spiritual chakras. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. See within your mind your blessed higher self, your universal body self, contained within the four levels of your aura. And with that vision, claim yourself to be a powerful being by repeating the ascension invocation for the eighth and ninth chakras within your mind. Claim yourself as a powerful healer, creator, and co-creator of this world, working alongside the one that creates all, co-creating your life, your miracles, and your preferred existence upon this plane. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Activate the beautiful amber gold energy that you are enveloped within as you draw within the power and the strength to practice your intention by accepting the higher energetic vibrations and moving yourself into a new power of thought by allowing the divine will of the supreme godlight to be integrated into your entire universal being. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Now imagine a most beautiful silver energy manifest on the inside of the amber gold energy, insulating the three original levels of your aura, providing your amber gold light shield with a liquid silver energy. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Remind yourself that you are an expression of fluid love as you become the flow of unconditional love towards the self and all others. Remind yourself of the feminine aspect of the universal body that always supports you in the highest and best way for you to remain flexible. And in doing so, embrace the fifth dimension harmonies, the flexible side of your personality, by allowing the creative godlight to create within you the energetic vibration that is needed for you to transform your life. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Now, connect your heart center energy to the silver and amber gold energies. If you need to place your hand on your heart to connect to the reality of your pulsating heart, do so. Once again, connect to the pulse of your heart. Now, connect your heart energy to the heart of your etheric plasma, the universal body, thus connecting your beating heart to the amber, gold, and silver lining around your aura, attached to the ninth chakra at the back of your head. You do this by sending unconditional love to this area, the part of your physical reality forming your etheric outline. Therefore, with every beat of your heart, send unconditional love to the space that exists between the spaces that surround you. Fill your auric field with this amber, gold, silver light. Send this light love vibration up to fill all the particles of light that exist between you and the non-physical localities. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Visualize your entire energetic field filling up with light and love. You do this by sending unconditional love to this area, the part of your physical reality forming your etheric outline. Therefore, with every beat of your heart, send unconditional love into the space that exists between the spaces that surround you. Fill your auric field with this amber, gold, and silver light. Send this light love vibration to fill up all of the particles of light that exist between your non-physical and physical localities. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Begin to visualize your entire energy also filling with soft pink light within the amber gold on the outside of your energy field. This soft pink light comes from Ama, and it also merges with the silver on the inside edge, the fourth level of your aura. Allow the pink light to fill up your energy field as it carries this light frequency and the sound of unconditional love. Allow it to infiltrate your etheric universal anatomy as you begin to float within the most exquisite and most beautiful plasma of etheric unconditional love. Now, begin to visualize the amber golden energy that encapsulates the outside of your energetic field, sending triggers of energy towards your inner heart pulse, the fourth chakra, an energy that creates a sonic vibration of sacred sound and light as it births two golden spheres of energy that float down from the ninth chakra and come into lodge itself within your heart and root chakra. The amber golden vibration of your universal light body gives itself, creating a new energetic star template lodged within your heart and root chakras. Take a deep breath. release the breath. You are now connecting with every angelic and archangel energy known and unknown to you at the level of your heart and root chakra. Please understand that the time has come for you to let go of control you have had over others by allowing them to let go of the control they have had over you. Begin to live through your heart and make it a point of shining your light towards others, no matter what their response may be. Connect to the love crystals at the heart center, allowing these energies to transform all of the energies that prevent you from claiming your magnificence as an angelic fifth-dimensional human. Allow all of the blame and judgment that is so easily passed unto you, even by those close to you, to wash over you, to slide away from you, and set the intention at this level of your awareness to have absolutely all negativity transmuted by the angels of light. Now release this amber gold orb of energy from the root chakra, allowing it to travel upwards through your crown chakra, lodging itself into your eighth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. At this level, is there anything that you can think of while dwelling within this energy that makes you feel uncomfortable? Now is the time to take note and work with it. It is a misplaced filament. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Allow this angelic amber golden orb from the root chakra to ascend, lodging itself within your solar plexus. Using this energy at this level helps you to make friends with all the aspects of the universal self you feel incongruent with. Allow this energy to bring into balance all that is needed for you to practice unconditional love by loving the lower and higher self completely. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Allow this orb of amber golden light to travel up through the heart, pulsating, lodging within the 10th chakra, the high heart center, just above the 8th chakra. This is your sacred heart center. Make a commitment this day to do all you humanly can to spread love and enlightenment outward into the world to others. One of the easiest ways of doing this is to connect frequently to this energy at the heart center. You can use the love crystals to help you do this. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Now allow this energy to ascend slowly from the lower heart center, clearing as it transcends the throat center, piercing through the third eye center, through the crown center, through the pyramid of the eighth chakra, through the star triad of the ninth chakra, resting itself on the top of the 10th chakra, which is floating just above the 8th chakra. You now have an amber golden etheric orb of light, which will allow you to work at this particular stage with all that is needed for you to integrate the spiritual chakras up to this point and realize the truth of your angelic universal self. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Now, bring your attention to the inner silver energy that insulates your etheric membrane at the fourth and third level of your aura, as this energy also gives of itself, creating a most beautiful protection and fluidity that manifests as a silver bubble right in the very core of the golden orb. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. The golden orb is about 2.5 centimeters in width and about 9 centimeters in diameter, and floating within its core is a silver bubble of energy small enough to fit into the orb core. Now gently lower this orb of light until it fits into the top triangle of the 9th chakra, at the point of where it meets the 8.5 chakra. In other words, allow the lower edge of the orb to come to rest on the flat end of the downward pointing triangle that forms a part of the star triad energy within the 9th chakra. This will form a support for many other orb energies from the higher chakras to be birthed within your physical being. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Now, visualize within every core of the silver energy contained within the amber gold matrix a mother of pearl flame, about 2.5 centimeters in height, of an iridescent mother of pearl vibration. You have now the platinum flame within the iridescent mother of pearl-like vibration at the center of the 9th chakra. And now you have the iridescent mother of pearl flame within the silver, amber, gold, or relating platinum energy of the 10th chakra. You are connected to the vibrations of light of the 10th chakra, and the activation will begin at its own rate and in its own way, very naturally. Know that this is only the beginning stage of activating the powerful energy of the spiritual chakras within your physical energy field. Few will accept this energy well. Others will find it to be intense. Either way, simply relax into it. If you feel uncomfortable, drink some water and feel yourself letting go and merging into it. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Relate to these powerful vibrations emitted from the golden sphere and see how the gold, silver, along with the mother of pearl energy, pulsates light frequencies into the rest of your chakras. First of all, begin to visualize these energy orbs of light being transmuted from the 10th chakra into the 9th, then the 8th, and then the 7th, and so forth, all the way down into the root center. Take your time. Now visualize how the mother of pearl energy increases in vibration now that the amber, gold, and silver energies have laid the foundation for this powerful activation by sparkling energy within your auric membrane. Allow the mother of pearl energies to be emitted by the flame of this center and increase in vibration until your entire energy field vibrates to the frequency of the mother of pearl. Now within this powerful transformation of your energy field, claim your authentic angelic universal self at one with your human angel. See them merging together. Your universal self and your human angel become one. Claim yourself as a universal light worker, a planetary grid keeper, a divine, magical, mystical being that lives in miracles, creates in miracles, and expresses only that which is of the most powerful, unconditional love. In doing so, claim yourself as a being that chooses to do, to say, and to think and share only that which shall uplift others, and to do so by practicing forgiveness of the self, claiming yourself as the most powerful being that trusts your spiritual ego to guide you instead of allowing the lower ego to take you off guard. Claim yourself as a wonderful emotional being, a sexual being, an earth being that claims the creative orb that is alive within you. With all that, also remember that as a creative being, a multiple dimension being, no matter what indifferences between you and your immediate and not so immediate family and friends, it really doesn't matter. But what does matter is for you to continue giving your God spark light to bless them. Allow this energy to be integrated with your being. Gently, behind your closed eyes, see the divine universal light moving within you. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Open your eyes. Ground yourself, properly anchoring your energy through your zero chakras at the balls of your feet into the earth, making sure that you are thoroughly grounded. Take 3 deep breaths. If you feel a swirling or a bit dizzy, stay put. Open your eyes and reach upward with your arms. Before leaving, make sure that you are fully back in your body and that you are now walking in this experience of centered space and full presence.
night, me darling, comes a stumbling home, whistling of his truest love through the streets of cloth and stone. One I under horseshoe bridge, down by the old canal, following his footsteps to the weeds he took a bow. As he bowed lowly to the weeds, the river climbed up his face. The memory of him is still strong upon her fingertips, absorbed him with her soft embrace, froze the blood from his veins. Now two rivers are entwined, the Kennet and the Thames. Wonders lost seen between these bars. You'll